Hey Connor, you mentioned about going live with the show, taking it live at the end of every month as an idea. Would you still be open to that? Connor? You're not saying anything. To go live? Yeah? We're gonna do it, right? Okay.
It's a bit
Hello.
of a shaky start for our first live stream, folks.
Wow.
Welcome.
We are live, and we're not quite sure how that's gonna go.
Yeah, it looks the frame rate
I
is less
guess
to be the desired.
we're a little slow today, but that's okay. We can still deliver for you guys. I hope, and I hope that it'll end up being a fun show. I mean, what do you think? You excited for the live?
Yeah, I think as long as I got a headphone in. I'm currently also listening to the feedback.
Right.
It seems to be going okay. It's very
Yeah.
it's a bit choppy. It's actually
We're a
very
bit choppy.
choppy.
I don't know how much I need to, if I can turn things down
It's
or.
very choppy, is all I'll say.
Right. That happens. I think we'll just do the experience as we're doing it and find out what the hell is going on.
Okay.
You feeling okay?
Yeah, no, yeah, it's just it's I think it's okay.
It's a bit scary to be live, that's for sure. And we may have had some hiccups right up top, but that's
That's
okay.
okay.
We're here, we're live.
Hey Connor.
That's the little skit that we have that
I
we're
think it's
very
good.
proud of, but I think it might have played a little choppily. So should we play here? I think
Yeah.
we've got a decent playback now. So let's just trust that and play the intro just for those who might have missed it because of the choppiness. Hey Connor, you mentioned about going live with the show, taking it live at the end of every month as an idea. Would you still be open to that? Connor? You're not saying anything. To go live? Yeah? We're gonna do it, right?
Okay.
What a
I think we're
tremendous
fixed.
stream that we have there. What a tremendous
I think we're
clip.
fixed. Thank God we did it, folks.
We're both we're both applauding at the same time. We love it. We love it. We're happy to be here and
Friday Night
welcome to the
Live,
stream.
baby.
Welcome to the show. We're very glad to be live and be here with all of you. Hopefully whoever tunes in. So let's just
Friday Night Live, baby.
Yeah,
Yeah,
dude.
dude.
Yeah, let's just get right into the freaking fun, baby.
Also, if you're watching this after the broadcast, it was filmed live. So I guess that's a cool thing to listen back on and be like, hey, this actually was live.
Yeah, we broadcast it live
It
out
takes a
into the
lot.
masses.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how your OBS, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. It could crash or stutter at any time. That's kind of the beauty of the live.
I think we'll find out. And also, we're recording it separately through the computer. So, worst comes to worst, we can just upload
Yeah, I
the VOD.
guess. And who
And
knows what the VOD will be like.
it's a lot of technical shit, okay?
We got it working. We're here. We're happy. And we're here to have a good time. And right away, I think if we should start off with this clip, it references the skit we did in the opening. Basically, a few years ago, we had a Prime Minister, Tony Abbott. You
It
remember
was
this guy?
a long time ago.
Yeah. And he was around the time when we had like a whole bunch of prime ministers in a row in Australia. There's a lot to say about that. But needless to say, Tony was his own kind of character. And I remember there was a clip of him like, I don't know if he actually did it in the clip, but he mentioned how he would eat onions like apples.
Yes, I do remember
Did you
that.
hear about
I
this guy?
do,
So
yes.
he's a weird
He
character
was
to
a
say the
character,
least.
all right. He was definitely a character.
And we have here this clip that is what we were referencing in our opening sketch. And I just think it's so glorious that we had to play it on the show for everyone to have fun with. And that's
what we're referencing at the front, yeah.
Let's go. Let's see what Tony has for us. This was a few years ago. They give context in the clip.
It has been caught out seemingly in... Good evening. First tonight, a developing story out of Canberra. Tony Abbott has been caught out seemingly insulting a Queensland soldier killed in Afghanistan. Footage shows Mr. Abbott being briefed about the battle which killed Lance Corporal Jared McKinney. After being told about the complications of the firefight, this is Mr. Abbott's reaction.
Right, so that was the central part of the controversy.
Shit happens, basically.
Yeah, he was brushing off literally a soldier dying in battle.
Shit happens, I suppose, when you're...
Yeah, shit happens when you send Australian young people over to fight in a foreign
country.
It's
definitely not a great look, to put it politely.
They didn't even die on like our land. You know, they're off in some foreign misadventure.
Was it Afghanistan?
Afghanistan, yeah, don't even ask me why we were there in the first place. But anyway, let's see how Tony handled this controversy of him saying shit happens to a couple of fellow soldiers.
Mr. Abbott was then lost for words when confronted about his comments.
Look, a soldier has died, and you shouldn't be trying to turn this into a subsequent media circus.
The soldiers shouldn't. I shouldn't. Yeah. But I'm not turning into media circus. I'm showing you vision of you, your reaction to his explanation about what happened on the day in the operation in which McKinney was killed. How's that turning into a media circus?
He just cops it, hey? He's just
so
like...
So at this point, Tony just clams up and just stops speaking.
Like, the lights are on, but no one's home.
Yeah. He's frozen, paused. He kind of has no idea what's going on, I think.
My God.
Ugh.
Okay, well, tell me, what's the context then? If it's out of context, what is the context? You're not saying anything, Tony.
I've given you the response you deserve.
I guess it's kind of... From what I could imagine is he didn't know what to say. He's on live TV, I assume.
Yeah.
And I think he was probably thinking, there's a cat in here.
Oh, my goodness.
Is that Charlie?
Hello.
Hi, Charlie.
I mentioned in the last episode that I got cats. I don't know if he'll let us.
He's definitely.
Pick him up. Should we pick him up for the people at home to see Charlie. The lovely audience get to see? One of my, what did you say it was? Turtle shell or tiger back?
Tortoise shell.
Yeah, here we are. Oh, look at that.
Hi, Charlie.
That's cute.
You want to say something?
We love you, buddy.
You want to say something?
Meow. Meow. Charlie's a bit mic shy.
He's only been here a week. Look at him. He's already like.
He's so curious. He loves the place.
He's already gone full explorer mode.
Careful. Hey, good kitty. What a cute old little.
He's gone full explorer mode.
We love you, boy.
The kitty himself.
Don't unplug any cables while you're down there, right?
Yeah, who knew when we come back and do the show there'd be a cat walking around?
Yeah, I know. Well, so all sorts happen when you go live, baby.
Yeah.
So back to Tony. It's just kind of. I don't know what he was going for. Was he trying to be like stoic and
I think he just didn't know what to say and decided to rather not say anything at all than
I guess he knew anything would be bad.
Say something and then mess up. I mean, and to be honest, it didn't work because this clip is still like watched all those years later.
Oh, it's so it's so viral and it's so people love it and it's one of his greatest like fumbles ever.
It is. It's a huge fumble. And it was like, even now we're looking back at it. We always like quote it and stuff.
Yeah, I think
we did a whole skit out of it. We started this whole episode with it. Like that's how much it's.
Yeah, every leader is like, got their controversy that defines them. I wouldn't say this is like Tony's big one, but I mean, he had a few, but this is definitely one of them. Like Scott Morrison had the fires where he went on holiday to Hawaii.
Correct.
there's just some stuff you can't escape when you're a politician.
Yeah, remember when he went to the towns where the fire was affected and he was trying to like shake people's hands?
People wouldn't shake. Yeah.
At that point, it's too late. You've already
messed up, you know.
You've already kind of fucked it, I think, at that point.
What, are you going to offer them like a drink and a coconut or something, you know?
Come on, mate. Putting out my hand. Shake it. Come on, mate. We're men.
Show some good old Aussie respect, mate.
Shake it. Come on, mate. That's just that. Dude, something about our, like Albo, he just makes me laugh. Like
all the prime ministers are just kind of goofy. I feel like
he just has such a goofy look. Like,
oh yeah, he kind of looks like a nerd. I hate to say it, but
whenever he's like trying to be serious, like he's just sat there like.
And when he wears his little glasses too, it kind of.
He always just looks like he's like a sad puppy when he's like.
Yeah. Although, have you seen that photo of young Albo? I'll see if I can get it up.
Actually, to be fair,
he was a hottie.
I do actually like Albo. I think he's been doing a really good job.
Well, you know, I guess
to get too political on your ass.
No, I
Dan,
think.
But
I think
just
that,
shut up and listen to me.
Shut up and listen to me for once.
He's all right. I like it. Considering I didn't vote for him, I think I don't know.
Let me.
No, I did vote for him.
Let me get this hot pick.
I did vote for him. That's right. I remember just thinking that I don't even know who this fucking guy is. Anthony Albanese.
Okay, here we've got a hot pick of Albo himself at a younger age. What do we think of that?
Yeah, you know what?
I know, right? Isn't that, that's a little...
Okay.
That's something, you know, he was...
He's a true blue Aussie.
Yeah,
right?
I know, that's a good old Aussie boy right there, you know.
Wait,
I mean,
so...
Ooh-wee.
He doesn't like the kind of guy who would want to get into politics.
they never do, pal.
Who knew that one day he'd grow up to be the prime minister?
Yeah, all his primary school teachers. Phew, mind blown.
Who knew? Who knew when he was so young he would be in Congress?
Well, all of them.
Congress,
like,
is
Tony,
that?
Tony, ScoMo. Or these,
Congress doesn't count.
How do you pick it?
Congress is America, isn't it?
Yeah, no, we have Parliament.
Parliament,
yeah. Parliament,
that's
baby.
It. Parliament House.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, everybody. My politics is a bit off.
Ah, you're okay? Right. You know,
we need
someone
to run this shit.
I really do think that, like, if people look at politics on like a basis of how is my life doing, how am I doing, and if you know, I think that's fine. I don't think there's a problem with that. You don't have to know every policy of every politician. It should be their job to appeal to the masses.
It should be,
you know?
Yeah. And I think, I mean, honestly, we had that awful stabbing happen like last week, and I think Albo handled it like really great.
Yeah, whenever there's a tragedy personally like that in the nation, you know, you need a leader who can console the nation and be there, you know.
Yeah, that's when you,
step up to the plate.
As a leader of the country, you need to be ready to drop everything to go and deal with that thing. And I guess that's not what ScoMo did when he went to Hawaii when there was bushfires all around Australia. And it was,
do it again.
That was the beginning of 2020, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was just before COVID.
Just before COVID, the entire fucking country was on fire, practically.
I'd do it again.
Well, that's why you're not prime minister anymore.
Yeah, that's why you're not in the office, buddy.
God, people hated him, didn't they? He was
they were not happy with
with
old ScoMo, but you know, it's politics. It's we live, we move on, and that's life for you, pal, you know.
Well, what a beautiful Friday night, Dan. Do you know what happened today? I thought I'd tell you this quickly.
Oh, yeah, please.
There's been this woman. She's like a single mom. She's late 50s.
Right.
She's just gone divorced. And she's moved into the area where I'm working. And quite a few times she's come out and been like, I'm so sorry. Do you mind if you come and help me?
A little handyman around.
Yeah,
house,
she's like, can you move this? And can you... I screwed in her legs into her new sofa because she...
Is that a euphemism for something?
No,
okay.
No, it's not. It is not. But
dude.
Today she came up to me and she was like, what beers do you drink? And I was like, oh.
That's so nice.
I was like, oh, don't. She's like, no, come on.
Oh,
you've helped
it.
Me so much. So I bought Asahi's over tonight.
Hey.
I work with a guy called Connor. Of course, he pipes in like, Asahi! Connor! Asahi! Say Asahi! and I'm just like, all right, it's fine. He's like, Connor! Say Asahi!
Tell her!
Like,
tell her
Connor,
you want it!
Connor, you're not saying anything! Say Asahi!
Oh, God.
I was like, all right. And she came, like, Well, it was like 2 o'clock. I don't condone this.
Yeah.
But, and I was driving, so I just had one, but she came to deliver the beers and Connor was like, ah, do you want one with a slob?
Client I have ever had by far.
She's not even a client. She just lives across the road. Far. And Connor was like, he was like, come on, it's 2 o'clock. I was like, fuck it. Like, whatever. I'll have a beer.
That's how it starts.
And then he was like, oh, I love. Why don't you have one with us? And she's like, oh no. He's like, no, come on. So she sat, we all just sat down just drinking beer in the sun.
Oh, wow. Brilliant.
I had one. I drove. I'm just saying, it's anyway, I got all these Asahi. I got a whole slab of Asahi for free. I didn't have to do that much work. I just fixed a few leg chairs, no matter what Dan says.
Well, nothing is free, you know, if she felt you deserved that. You know,
$900 dues.
You got your compensation.
I'm glad that she. That she's kind enough to do that. But I didn't feel like she had to do it, but
I'd do it again.
Yeah, thank you. I guess now I'm kind of, whenever there's something that needs to be fixed, it'll be me going to fix
it. You're the guy. Yeah, you're the guy who fixes
it. I did say, like, yeah, if you need anything else, just let me know.
Did you do your shorts like ride up a bit or what?
No, well, they normally do at work because I'm always climbing over shit and you know how it is at work. Well,
she's got that builder's crack to look at, you know.
I know that. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, the builder's crack is not really a stereotype. It's pretty accurate.
Oh boy!
And a lot of tradies don't wear undies because why not? Just because you're in such tight spots a lot of the time, and it doesn't help. You kind of have to be moving.
Okay.
And I swear to God, this was happened on Monday. My coworker was on the scaffolding and I looked up and I literally looked right off his shorts and I could see his cock.
Oh, God.
And I said to him, I was like, Connor, I just saw the whole butcher shop.
Wow.
Saw the whole thing. I literally saw the whole thing and I was like, are you not wearing undies? And he's like, nah, it slows me down.
Think of it as like architectural inspiration.
Yeah.
You know, you see a dangling cock and balls, you might think of the next build, you know?
It's just so insane. I was just like... What other workplace could you just get away with just seeing a coworker's fucking nuts?
Oh my, not many, really, not many.
That's my great. Anyway, I got a free slab of Asahi, so you know.
Oh, fantastic!
Could be worse.
Thank you, lady. Thank you, random single lady.
We love
the single lady.
Recently divorced, bless her.
You know what I'm talking about?
That happens. Yeah. Trump knows what's up.
Yeah, we have to.
You know
yeah.
what I'm talking it's not about? Easy.
He's had those divorce proceedings. He knows it's tough deal. I'll tell you what. Do you want to introduce Jimmy to the world in our live?
Oh, baby.
I'm going to just put Jimmy in.
So we got...
Let's pause you, Jimmy, there for a sec.
We have a thing
uh-huh.
that we're calling the Fact Pack, uh-huh. which is going to be a group of... wacky individuals who I think are hilarious, who deserve big spots on the show.
Mm-hmm.
One guy that I think is hilarious is this guy called Jimmy.
Okay.
Lives in Spokane in Washington State.
Yep, sounds like a fun place.
I just think he's hilarious. A lot of the time, I was saying this today, a lot of time when I find, the people that I find funny, a lot of the time aren't trying to be funny.
Yeah.
I do understand Jimmy is a comedian and he is funny when he's doing his sets, but a lot of times it's just the shit he says, just him being him is just funny.
He's funny as a comedian.
Well, I think he's a good comedian too.
No, we love you, Jimmy. We haven't seen Jimmy's set. I don't know anything.
I have seen his set and he is funny.
Okay, we love you, Jimmy.
I'm trying to get this fucking guy to come on the show and you're saying that shit.
No, we love Jimmy. He's a, what did you say, Spokane comedian.
He's on Spokane.
And we love that. We love that for everyone.
He's very special to me. I love him. I just think he's really funny and I want to have him as like a permanent spot on the show to call in every couple of weeks.
Fantastic.
Maybe we'll be like, Jimmy, we want you to do a bit on this and talk about, I don't know, talk about Joe Biden or something.
Yeah, anyway, we can call him in. He's our American correspondent, I hope.
This clip, I asked for him to send this in for episode one.
Uh-huh.
And it took him this long to send it. So, sorry.
Oh my gosh.
So I guess we'll see how great he is at
all right,
let's, doing shit in the future. But
let's see what Jimmy has for us.
Let's go.
Hello, my name's Jimmy. You just caught me waking up. And you're probably thinking, well, how can that be? It's probably 8 p.m. over in Australia. Well, the thing is,
it's literally 8 p.m.
in America. That's all that matters. See you next time. Connors or not, I'm just kidding. Love you, bye.
Well.
Wow, Jimmy. Wow.
He...
What a beautiful
he just
color.
Loves America. He generally loves America so much, and we'll have like debates about. He'll say America is the greatest country in the world. I'll say it's
of
not.
Course that's kind of America's thing, isn't it?
He loves it. He's such a he really is like the red, white, and blue.
The classic.
Like, he loves America like so much. Ooh-hoo. Funnily enough, though, he hates Trump. Like, he's not a Trump supporter,
right?
Which that's... is funny. I have asked him several times, "Are you like a MAGA head?" And he's like, "No, I hate Trump."
Okay, well,
actually, Jimmy has famously said he is a centralist,
right? Well,
which I think
you
is
know,
pretty funny.
That's the funniest thing about him.
Yeah,
so no, I'd we love you, Jimmy.
I'd love to talk to him about that.
Like I said before, I think there's no problem with any kind of politics if you don't feel served by you know Biden or Trump. I think that's totally fair. They're both old decrepit fucks. So yeah, power to you, Jimmy. We love to see more.
They actually are on the decrepit and Fox. So yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to, we'll have him on. So Xavier will not stop texting me about coming on.
Look, I'll just say about Jimmy, a young male comedian, who's not like a Trumper, you know, hey, that's against the grain. So good power to you, pal.
Stick with me. You might get some.
That's right, Jimmy. You can join this show and we'll build something beautiful.
So if you like Jimmy, folks,
us three and
stay tuned.
And the whole audience will all have some fun together. So thank you everyone for coming along this journey that we're building together.
Thank you. So that was very sweet.
Yeah.
That was very sweet. You having a good time, folks? Here we are.
You
want
to see how their life's going, or you
yeah, just, I'm. At, yeah. That's exactly what I was about to
look
do.
At this
dude,
guy,
you're so on it.
I checking literally. In, making sure that the show's running. We got any comments or anything? That's okay. No one there, but you know, it's so honestly, nice to know that we put this out live. You know, doing the show live, it's a great fun time.
I think it was just a little blip at the start.
Maybe we just got to wait a little when we start to let the stream kind of...
I think it was just a little blip at the start. I generally think it looks fantastic. I've been looking at it and it seems to be that. And maybe what you can probably even do is just like chop out a little bit at the beginning. So the people
exactly. We can do a little
because there
edit.
Are currently zero people watching it.
Beautiful. Fantastic.
So we are going live to
no one.
To literally a fucking auditorium of zero people.
But isn't that it's kind of nice to be able to first of all know that it's live for one. And I guess no one watching that kind of sucks. But it's like good practice. You know, we're getting into the lives. We're going to be live. We're not a punchline, okay? We are. Yes, thank you. We make the kids happy. We're going to be we're gonna build something, all right? It's true.
Great. My dad fucking checking it out, like, and how many people tuned in?
I'm the only one. Ha!
Well, a record, Dad, of zero people tuned
oh,
in
boy.
To the live stream.
Well, I'm just glad
we're here, folks. Okay,
I know. Let's not let it stop us. You know, we're gonna make a great show, and people are gonna come back. They're like, "How is this live? It's so well edited." You know,
you think people are gonna say, oh, "That's nice."
I hope so. If this mixing's okay, you know, we'll see.
It looked good to me. It's hard when you're doing things live on the fly.
This is what I thought. I have this little clip. This is kind of what I was worried that was gonna happen to us. Do you see this here? It's like a Google Maps. And there's a guy, you know, on the street view, and you see the guy.
Yeah.
So there's a guy standing, and it kind of looks like he's about to slip or something. Do you see what I'm talking about? That guy?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
And it's like the street view, you know, Google Street View.
Yes.
And in the street view, you can move up the street. So here, they look at this guy, he's about to fall, and then they move up the street. And because that's how it works, the camera on the car.
Yeah, he's gone down.
And then the next...
Oh my god. Dude, you catch some weird funny things on this.
You just see him like, oh boy, that's a rough fall.
You know, I know you're such a huge fan of him. You know Jack Whitehall?
Yes.
The comedian.
The comedian, right. Okay.
I know you're such a huge fan of him.
Britain's favorite comedian and Dan's too.
Yeah, Yeah, exactly. He got caught smoking a fucking joint on the Google thingy.
You can find it. What, Jack Whitehall? Wow.
Yeah.
That's rough.
He was obviously younger when it happened. But yeah, it went past of him smoking a fucking joint with his mates. And you can see it. Like,
wow.
Obviously, they cover the faces, but I think he did show the picture on... Because I did see him, actually, Dan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think it was February 2020, like, just before. He made a few COVID jokes, which is kind of funny. And I was like, aha, that silly thing. I know you think he's a bit of an amateur, and that's fine. I actually do think that kind of too. But it's vanilla comedy. It's microwave pizza comedy, okay? It's a microwavable spaghetti dinner, okay?
I won't even say Jack Shitehole.
You just did.
Oh, crap.
You couldn't help it. Yourself, could you? Jack Shitehole.
Sorry for...
I know you're not been a huge fan. I'm just saying he was talking.
I don't mind him. He's fine.
The kids love
it. The kids,
he's in Clifford the Big Red Dog.
Oh, the kids love that.
What a fucking cash grab vibe. And he has an American accent. Clifford the Big Red Dog. It sounds fucking terrible. Anyway. He's trying, folks.
Do you... Oh, actually, okay, wait. I got a clip for you.
Okay.
Speaking of dogs, Bluey is a really famous dog right now. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Well, he's huge. Excuse me. Bluey is a girl.
Isn't she a girl? Yeah.
Yes. The show,
Do Bluey, Not Come,
is massive. It's huge. People love Bluey. And Bluey, she has a whole family and they're all in the show. And it's very wholesome. And it's like the family dealing with things and going through things. And so, sorry, Jimmy. We have this clip to react to. I'm not sure if you've seen this clip.
No, I haven't.
Fucking even better. So let's just go right ahead and let the clip speak for itself.
You heard of Bluey? It's Australian.
Is it the dog
cartoon?
Show?
Dog show?
I put it on for my dog when I leave.
That, the dog dad, I would fucking fuck his brains out. The dog dad, he's funny. He's...
Thoughts?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Is this just like a podcast or something?
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's interesting that
it looks like a podcast. So I can't quite tell if, you know, sometimes they do fake podcasts where it's like supposed to look like it's
a
full show, but it's not. We don't do that here, folks.
Just to kind of go viral or something. Yeah, if anything,
this is real.
If something fucking dumb that we'd say ever goes viral, it's 100% legit. You can find the original source right here.
Guys, we're stupid enough to be live at the size that we are. We could say something to cancel this show
a solid zero people.
Before we even get like...
oh my God.
Traction, you know.
I love it.
There is more. I'll tweet the... whatever. We should tweet out the episode so people know.
Kind, he's smart. He's I have never, yes, okay. He's a dog, and I have never been more attracted to anybody in my life.
Really?
Okay, wait.
What is going on here?
That's super sus. She just said, it's a dog.
And I've never been more attracted to anyone else in my life. Interesting.
What are you saying, lady?
I get
you're talking about a dog.
Yeah, but I do know that, like, you know the Lola Bunny from Space? I know people have always thirsted over her.
Oh, of course.
And I know that people have always thirsted over Jason Bateman's fox character in Zootopia.
Oh, that's... Yeah, okay, I see it.
Thirst over these. Because they normally do... I'm not saying Bluey, but they normally do, like, mold... around actual people sometimes. Like Lola Bunny, I think, was based off...
Like actual icons that people kind of are familiar with.
I think I have heard someone say that it's okay to jerk off to Lola Bunny. I ain't saying that you should. I'm just saying people have said that it's okay. And I never have. I've never even seen Space Jam.
Well, let's...
number one or two.
It's interesting. You're jumping ahead a bit. So let's see what the case here is.
It is a cartoon dog.
Bandit?
Oh, he's such a good dad.
He looks like a dog version of Phil Dunphy.
I've masturbated to him.
Really?
I have masturbated to him.
Like, I'm so curious, though. Is he a cartoon?
He's a cartoon.
Were you imagining you two together? Were you just masturbating to his personality?
I was masturbating to him. You have to hear his voice, though. I was also...
Okay. It does.
Oh boy.
Oh. I think that you know, it's obviously a clip that's going to go viral.
I ain't kink shaming,
because it's a very interesting thing to say.
that's one way to put it.
I say though, yeah, a lot of it has to do with like the voice and the person who is voice in the character.
Mm-hmm.
Look, man, you put this stuff out there, people are going to masturbate to it, no matter what you do.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's an interesting thing.
I don't want to put any psychoanalysis on this particular woman, but I will say this, you know, people may be unused to seeing like a really nice, supportive father figure on TV. And maybe, you know, it's like, you know, when girls have kind of a daddy thing.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And it probably comes from,
what the hell do you have to lose, right?
Yeah, like a lack of genuine love and unconditional love and care growing up. And this guy, he, from what I can tell, the dad on the show is an amazing, like, caring, loving guy. And I guess some people find that really attractive.
Problem is, though, you take away the animation and it's illegal.
You're not wrong.
Like, I don't know how... I don't know how.
Right, is she still talking about a dog? I guess.
Yeah, I want to go down this path, but it's like, you know, I didn't even know what Lolly was until I heard that thing on H3. So that's kind of like a way of getting around it, I suppose. This could be a similar thing where it's like you can kind of get around it because it's animated.
So you think they're?
I'm sorry for even going down that path, but I have to say it.
This is the thing that's crazy, right? Because if there's animated like porn of Bluey's dad,
that I guarantee you there is.
But what are they going to? I mean, I'm sorry. If you put like Bluey porn on a website, the FBI is going to knock on your door, right?
From gay pop.
I don't. I generally think there is like a
because the main characters are children
thing.
Like, you can't take, like, a children's show.
But, God, this is so...
They're like, we're making pornography of a kid's show, but only the adult characters in the kid's show.
You know, like...
It's too convoluted, man.
You know, they do, like, Simpsons porn and stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy. And, okay,
it's the whole family.
Yeah, right, they do the kids, too.
Because I think there is... this weird, strange, like, legality way of getting over it.
Because they're animated characters?
Yeah, same with this.
See, again, that's what I mean. It's like, okay, you're drawing Marge all sexy, but, like, what are the odds that that artist or that genre also has stuff of Bart or Lisa? That I mean, that's crazy.
I'm telling you, I generally think that does exist.
Wow.
What would you have sex with Marge Simpson?
Well, I think my answer says enough so far. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I guess, bruh. Yeah, probably. You know, what
that's
can
okay
I,
to say.
She's a. Can I say Marge Simpson's a MILF?
Yeah. Well, she is. She MILF Simpson.
Oh God,
she is a. I mean, she is a MILF technically. Like, I mean, she kind of is.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. I mean,
she's a mother.
I don't disagree. I would say...
I know people, yes. First Lois and stuff, Lois Griffin, and people...
Oh, right, Lois, yeah. Even when I...
Leela and Amy from Futurama is obviously a big one, which is pretty insane. How do we get on this topic? Sometimes...
I wish I knew.
I'm just saying, that I think's fine, if you want to jerk it to... like Marge Simpson or something, because Marge is fully legally aged.
Well, what about let's engage with this clip here. Is the Bluey dad okay? They show a picture.
He's a dog. What do you mean? What do you want me to say? I mean,
cartoon
he's a dog.
Dog
no, I dude. I think it's
oh,
kind of.
Oh, he's such a good dad.
He looks.
But he's a dog.
Yes, he is a dog. I think they knew this clip would go viral, and
yeah,
it has.
Right.
You've got a podcast with zero listeners. Talking about it, so it's huge.
Yeah,
you know?
It must be huge. Zero, if it made it all the way
live,
to this show.
Zero live watchers. You know?
Wow.
I think that. Yeah.
This clip is now officially gone viral, folks.
It it sparks some some, and also just to like openly admit you've masturbated to, I think is interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely an approach.
I think it's an interesting thing to say. Okay.
And nothing wrong with saying that.
That's all I got to say about that.
You know what I'm talking about?
You always bring in these fucking clips that I'm just like, okay.
Hey, man, I love to stir the pot, have a bit of fun.
What an interesting thing to say. I masturbate over Louis's dad.
We cover all here.
There are many great dads on TV. You know, she mentioned...
There's a bunch of other dads you could jerk it to. She mentioned
Phil Dunphy, for example. You know Phil Dunphy?
That's the thing. She's like, I want a dog that reminds me of Phil Dunphy. I don't want Phil Dunphy, you know?
I always thought... is it Claire Dunphy? His wife was like an absolute smoke show.
Hey, I
and she's fully live action.
I can't disagree.
She's
a human being, yeah.
She's actually a human being, fully live action.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm trying to tweet out the episode so that people can know that we're live.
Do you want me to take over for a second?
I don't know. I'll tweet it in a second. We can introduce the next topic, I guess. Yeah, thank you. Oh, that's perfect.
Do you want to do it?
Yeah, have a chat. No, go. I'll tweet it out.
Well, is it too loud or...?
Let me turn it down.
Just tweak it a little bit. Good boy. Well, hi, folks. We hope you're having a great Friday night. I'm going to go on the live stream and see if anyone actually is tuned in right now listening. And if you are out there, just give us a thumbs up. Oh, it says three people. Oh, Dylan's watching, I see.
Ah,
oh,
what a lovely...
Oh, three people are watching. That's not bad. Okay. That's better than I thought. I kept saying no one was watching. It's three people watching.
It's something.
That is something. I think it likes to go funny when I go on my phone, so I'm going to... It's something about Dan's internet that is like...
It's hit or miss, you know. There's a lot going on, man.
There's a cat walking around, and I love cats. It's just so funny that Dan didn't think about shutting the door before we went live.
I was not the one who left the door unlocked.
It's not my door to close, it's your house.
Oh my, wow.
And I love cats. Charlie's walking around, jumping on shit, meowing. And again, I love cats. Have I prefaced that enough? Have I said I love cats enough? Charlie!
All right.
He's currently jumping on the toilet. There's a lot going on. For a live show as well, to have a cat walking around, I don't know if it's like...
Well, I tweeted the link now, so...
All right. Do you want me to retweet it for you?
Yeah, please. Please, go ahead.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Folks.
And some, I assume, are good people. Oh, I'm gonna retweet the link.
Lovely. Well, I'll take over for a minute. I ran out of my drink here, so I'm gonna have to go get a drink once Connor's finished retweeting.
I was gonna go to the toilet, but you can go.
Okay. Well, go ahead. I'll take the show for a minute. I'll set you guys up for what's to come. Oh, this music is bopping me, baby. And we're here. We're live. I really wasn't expecting it to. I didn't know what I was expecting. I didn't know if it would go well, if it would stream okay. It seems to be going okay. It does seem to have issues when some things happen, like when I'm doing other stuff at the same time. But, hey, in general, the live's going pretty well. I mentioned that my beer is low, so we are probably going to go into our Beer of the Week segment soon, just as soon as Connor gets back and we finish all this, I don't know what you call this, maintenance, admin, live. But hey, it's got to be done, right? You know, we were able to get this thing up and running live, and I would love to do more of it. I think the plan is right now, we're going to do one live at the end of every month. And that way, we'll be coming live to you at least once a month. We'll keep that live presence, get to practice a little bit, get a bit better, learn our strengths and weaknesses, learn what the, you know, what we're capable of here in this lovely studio that we have with no co-host currently, but that's all right. He's got a lot of things to do. He's got to go squeeze the lemon, as they say, in showbiz, which is what this is, obviously. I'm going to give myself an applause. That's nice. Thank you, audience. I'm glad to have such a kind crowd of people watching, giving me applause. It's so sweet. Oh my gosh, both the cats are here. I wish I could show you guys. Connor, can you try and shoo them out? There we go. That's one. Come on, buddy. Go. There you go. Oh, that's nice.
And we say bye-bye.
Wow. Thank you, Connor. You've done everything necessary.
Great.
And we say bye-bye.
To the cats.
Right. Fantastic.
Do you mind just turning the audio back to normal? You can go and do your thing. If you want, I can take over.
Yeah.
Where are you going now? Dylan wants me to talk about my favorite movie from 2007. I don't get the reference. I'll look. If you want to go do your thing, I'll look.
Well,
up.
We got the lineups. We got two more topics. We got the Knoxville clip and we got beer of the week. So what do you want?
Did you say you needed to go grab something?
The beer for beer of the week.
Oh, go ahead.
All right.
Top movie. Let's go. 2007 movies. If Spider-Man 3 is on here, I'm picking that. Movies from 2007. I have no idea, to be completely frank. What comedy movies are in 2007? Oh, Hot Fuzz is on there. I love that film. The Simpsons movie. I'm going to pick the Simpsons movie, definitely. Alvin and the Chipmunks. What year did the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies come out? So the first one was 2002. So was the third one 2007? It was. Is that what you're referring to? Spider-Man 3, 2007, Dylan. You cheeky fucker.
And we say bye-bye.
Can I see the chat? I'm just trying to see if I can see the chat right now.
It's actually kind of... All right, I was kind of... We should say quickly as well.
Love the chat, but...
We're going to try
to do... We're new to this, so we just don't know what we're doing. That's the only problem.
And we say bye-bye. We're going to try to do a live stream at the end of every month.
I said that while you were away.
Okay,
so.
Well, this was good.
Yeah, so do you want to go into...
Beer of the week, baby!
Okay! Oh, yeah! This week, we're looking at Thorny Devil.
Yeah,
New dude. World Pale Ale. What a lovely drink to try on this Friday evening with my pal.
All right. So what? The Thorny Devil. Okay.
It says here, there's a description on the back.
Yep.
Decidedly hoppy, yet eminently drinkable, this New World style pale ale is bursting at the seams with dank, mosaic citrus and pine with a solid malt backbone.
Okay, well...
Pack full of enough mosaic and citra hops for an IPA, yet very sessionable. At just 4.6 ABV, we got 1.4 standard drinks. And wow, they got a 2021 beer award. The Perth Royal Gold.
I drank beer with my friends.
And the Australian International Beer Award of 2019. Wow, look at that.
Sometimes I had too many beers.
I didn't even see that when I grabbed it off the shelf. Oh. Sorry about that.
Your laptop, Dan, eh?
I'm a real loose cannon.
Thank you, Dan.
I'm glad we could do it. Yeah.
Made from pure rainwater. You want to crack it open?
What a crazy statement. Made from pure rainwater? I mean, my God.
You want to get it open?
Yeah, have you? Yeah, okay. Sorry, I don't know. What? Cheers.
Sorry, I did not know what that was.
Okay. Cheers.
To life. To our first life.
To our first life.
To our first life.
Opa.
Arrivederci. Tastes like something I drink down the local.
Wow, yeah, that's a real pub one, you know.
Yeah, that's a pub.
It's a pubby guy.
It's a hoppy IPA-y.
It's hoppy. It's actually not that bad. It's like, it's giving me like Saturday day drinking vibes, you know.
Saturday day drinking?
Something like that. It's like...
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's like you drink it with a button shirt and a bucket hat in the sun, you know, that kind of...
Hey, honey, grab me a Thorny Devil.
Yeah, exactly.
Just grab me a Thorny Devil. Come on. Yeah, it's good. Wow, you went for a biggest sip.
Got to really give it what it needs.
Hey, sometimes I drank too many beers and sometimes Others did.
You got the hicks there, my pal?
Sorry, I'm trying not to. Fuck me!
I drank beer with my friends.
There you are. There we go. It says here, fruity, dank, and hoppy. So, I think, what do you think of the dank?
Not the dank.
Yeah, the fruitiness. The dank.
I'm thinking of getting rid of the dank. The dank. The dank.
Oh, boy.
It's good. It definitely reminds me of something that I would try down our local pub, which loves to make IPAs. IPAs I normally drink on weeknights when I'm trying to get fucked up for... I know I'm going to be only down the pub for like maybe four pints tops. And
see, it's kind of a good quick dip, isn't it?
Yeah, and you always get more alcohol out of it than you would on like a standard like...
I also feel like the hops and the dank and all that, I do feel like it's... The kind of beer that, you know, some beers like heavy lagers can just kind of make you feel a bit like, you know, the old, like the Simpsons background characters, you know, just like you're sitting there having a beer. At least some of these hops, it makes you feel a little bit, you know, young and
do you get,
fruity and all that.
Do you get the beer toots?
It gives me the hops.
Yeah, do you get the
beer farts?
Yeah, the beer toots.
It happens, yeah. Hit me with that fart. Yeah, that's
you.
Literally me.
That literally is you from an old ass fucking bit we did for the show. I was gonna say, you know, they call Guinness black tar because if you drink enough of it, the next time you take a shit, your shit is like seriously black.
Right.
And quite, it makes you, because it's full of iron, so it makes you it makes your feces quite very black and very tough and thick. And that's why they call it. I know you're not a huge Guinness fan, but I am. And someone said to me the other day, like, do you know what they call it? Black tar. And I was like, yeah. yeah.
Oh, God.
I do. It's good, though. Oh, maybe you won't give me black tar, but I'm not made in Australia. I'm always
Is that what they mean when they say split the G? Just splitting my ass G spot?
Splitting my fucking buns, basically. Yeah.
Wow.
I used to be able to drink Guinness all night. Now, not so much.
Now you got to stick to the the thorny devil.
I love it. It's good. It's nice.
It's it does grow on you.
Where'd you get it from?
Read the intro, my dude.
I know. I was doing a bit.
Yeah, it's
fucking hell, Dad.
As we all know, the famously powered by Thirsty Camel. Yes. Legal language that is so vague as to not imply an official partnership, but to tell you that that's where we bought them.
are we still associated with them? Didn't we have a little thing back in the day?
We're not officially associated with them in any legal capacity, but we are powered by Thirsty Camel in the sense that that's where we buy these lovely beers.
Yes.
And I guess all I think we support them, I guess.
That's all I have insofar to say about that. That shit.
Yeah. Not a dime. I wouldn't say anymore without a dime of money.
Yeah. If you want me to rate this beer, you better fucking pay me. Oh my God.
All right. Wow. Yeah. I got to say, I can. Do you get what I mean by the hops? They kind of give you a little.
I'm not a huge IPA guy.
I don't know. You don't feel like it's almost got a bit of a Red Bull effect?
The problem is with these beers, like, they always just come in like four packs and like...
I bought this in a four pack.
You never like... It's never enough to like... Maybe it is. Maybe I'm just...
That's the thing. I think maybe the point of these beers is to have like a fun little departure from whatever you're drinking all night, you know?
I can get that. It says...
like you don't buy a carton of these to have all night. You have them in between or whatever. You have one or two...
Consume fresh.
Well, we did. I mean,
you can always tell they're like, you know, with the cans so they can see they've stuck the label on it. Like it's the independent.
You can kind of see it.
I do. I need to do it on my shirt.
Even that
doesn't help. The green screen goes through my shirt.
Yeah, we got advanced technology here, folks. Wow.
Dylan wants to know, do you wear wigs? I'm not sure what
else. Who, you or me?
It just says, do you wear wigs? I don't know what that's referring to.
Wigs. Wigs?
Yeah,
you want to? Should we prove it?
I'm not wearing a wig.
Let me.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, that's. I don't want to be too hard.
Are you rusting my hair like Jimmy Fallon in 2016?
You can do it to me.
Yeah, sure.
Proving the realness.
Ah! It just falls off the fucking toupee.
Well, we're only as authentic as our audience. It
says, will you wear wigs? I don't get this bit. I don't understand this bit.
Hey, you've seen the skits. We got skits, sketches. We got it all.
Am I missing something here?
I have wigs. You know, I have a wig in the...
I don't think I have to wear... if anything, my hair is crazy enough as it is.
Yeah, we don't need a wig to be wacky comedians over here.
I've notoriously crazy hair. It started off really straight and then it just went curly in my like early 20s and that was it.
Story of my life.
Like, you got the straightest fucking hair I've ever seen in my life.
No, you just said started off straight and then went awry in my 20s. That was...
Do not come.
Thank you.
Do not come.
All right, so should we want to give you final thoughts on the beer of the week after all this yapping?
When will you wear wigs? Says Dylan.
Oh my god!
What is this bit? I'm never gonna wear a wig.
The live. It's anything can happen, folks. It's dynamic.
The live trolls, folks. The live trolls. Yeah, I think it's good. I don't know what more you want me to fucking say about it. To be completely honest with you.
Well, cheers. I like it. Cheers, then.
I think it's good. I think.
Cheers to that.
I think. Yeah, it's good. It reminds me of the beer I'd have in my life.
Yeah. Reminds me of a better life.
A better life?
No. It reminds me of being right here with my best buddy doing a live.
I can tell podcast. From your browser history that you're on the spectrum.
Yeah, that's about right. I do not know
this is a bit. Elijah Wood is a very famous bit. Oh, it's the Elijah Wood thing from the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I see.
Isn't it Dominic? What's his name on that?
Yeah.
How do I not know that? Well, I'm actually not a huge Lord of the Rings fan. I only watched it a couple of years ago for the first time. And to be honest, I don't think I'll ever watch it again. I know, that's nuts.
That's why I call Connor Lord of the Twats.
Thanks. That's good. That's funny. That's fun. You got the kids cheering for you. Sorry to all the Lord of the Ring heads out there. And I read The Hobbit front to back.
I love that.
We have to do it for school.
I mean, that's commitment. You know, you sound like a real, I don't know how to say head. It. Yeah, Tolkien head. You're the real deal, bro.
Thank you very much. Nice laptop, Dan.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Nice laptop, Dan.
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 Nice laptop, Dan. Wow. You ready to go to the next bit?
Sure.
All right. So this is a clip I saw from the Howie Mandel podcast. And I just found it so fucking like cringe and inappropriate. And look, love people who cross the line but do it well. Okay, Ethan Klein does it great.
Hard to do it well.
Howard Stern does it great. I'd like to think we do it great.
We're trying. We're learning. You know.
I just think Howie, and I'm not trying to shit on his daughter, but she also just says some cringe shit in this. We will play the clip in a second. Just give a little bit of context. I just think like he doesn't really know how to walk the line as like an interviewer per se yet. I think he's just like trying to be, he knows he's going to clip it. The clip did really well.
Right. So yeah,
it's just a bit cringe.
It's like a bait question. Yeah,
it is. And, I'm not sure if you know the drama about, Bam who left Jackass because there was this big thing.
Yes. Yes, Bam Margera,
who was like, back in the day was like everybody knew him, but unfortunately he had a load of like drug issues, alcohol problems, and was basically just told not to just stay sober while filming the fourth Jackass movie. He didn't, he got kicked off, and basically Johnny Knoxville, Spike Jonze, and Jeff Tremaine, the director, all had to get restraining orders against Bam because he basically like, I know for Johnny at least, like Bam like threatened like his kids and shit and said some horrible stuff and
yay.
Anyway, that's I haven't good. Actually look as a huge fan of Jackass, and Johnny is the coolest person in the world. I love Knoxville. The Knox is like, it's so hard.
Johnny
to
Knoxville
hate him.
Leads that ship like he's just so,
he's the coolest cat ever. Okay,
he is the coolest cat ever. Yeah,
and I've never seen him actually address on like a live interview him talking about Bam. But anyway, Howie brings it up, but I just think the way they talk about it, it's just a bit inappropriate. You just play it and Just play, and then if you want to go back and dissect it, just let it all play through.
I'm just moving it up so we can see.
Reaction to it.
So what did you say was the time?
It was 50 seconds in.
50, okay, around.
So this is, Knoxville's just, he's promoting his new film that came out. But anyway, okay, let me know what you think about this.
All right, I haven't seen this, so it's live reaction.
Yeah. If you're in a play, they say break a leg.
Yeah. Sure.
As yeah. long as it's not your kids.
Yeah. not my kids.
You, do you, speaking of the old group, BAM, have you had any conversation?
Oh, I can, the way they cut to his
Didn't
ass.
I literally just say don't pause it?
All right, I'm sorry. I can tell it's going downhill.
I haven't talked to BAM probably since.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, we had to let him go from the movie, and I haven't talked to him since then. So,
because he's online spouting,
yeah,
that he wants to. Did you see? Have you seen
Knoxville get into a ring with me? Take off your boxing gloves.
Why are you pausing?
Do you want me to keep playing it? Because it's so hard to watch.
Just go for it, and right, then pause it.
1, 2, 3. You're done for.
I can't control any of that. Oof. I can just control my side. I love BAM. I wish him well. I hope I understand. I think he's sober now for a little bit, and I hope that continues, and I hope he can, you know, I wish him nothing but the best.
He wants to fight you.
Yeah. So what am I going to do with that?
I don't know.
You Televise
know,
it.
I'm asking.
Televise it. Make money.
He posted a
what would I gain from that? Nothing.
Pay-per-view.
Merchandising. Oh, no. I wish God. Him well.
All right, that's
wow.
I don't know, it's just like, dude, you can tell it's such a hard thing for him to talk about, and they don't understand. It's like, and I respect him so much for just being like, this is what I love about the Knots. It's like, what would I get out of that? Like, seriously, yeah, what would I, he's my friend who I had an awful falling out with. Like, what would I get out of this, of having a fight? I don't know. It's just like, it's just, and I like Howie, you know, but I'm just saying, I just think the whole thing was just like super cringe, just the way they handled it. I saw that clip and I was just like, what?
I got to say, I think, because when you texted me about this clip, you said something about how Knoxville handled it well. And I got to say, seeing the clip, he handled it as good as you can in that situation.
I also think, because he takes a huge pause before answering, and I think he already knows the answer, that he hasn't spoken to him since the film, since they had to fire him from the film. But I feel like he was probably like, I was not expecting this question. I'm on the show. It's just funny to me. It's like, and they play him the clip of fucking Bam Margera being like, Knoxville, get, like, obviously off his chops.
Yeah,
like,
so
get
that,
in the ring. Yeah. And it's like, why are you showing him? It's
so
like,
that was like a challenge that he.
Yeah, he did. But he's insane. He's off his fucking nuts on drugs. Like, he is sober now, to my knowledge. I don't know. It's just like, I kind of feel like we're new podcasters.
You're saying Knoxville is sober?
No, Bam Margera.
Oh, Bam. So Bam is sober. That's good.
He has been sober for a couple of months now, I think. But he's been sober so many times and relapsed. And it's just like, yeah, I just think it's kind of interesting. Like, we're obviously new podcasters. I just think that's not really how you would conduct a question that's obviously a really sore spot as a topic. That's just how I saw it and perceived it. I don't know.
That's the thing, I feel
it's
like.
It's so classic Howie, though. He's always been like, it's Howie Mandel's podcast. What'd you
to
expect?
To play him the clip, too, like, to force
I know,
him to
it's
react.
So weird, though. It's like, imagine hearing that.
Yeah.
And it's like, money, merchandising, go pay-per-view it. It's like, really? Is that? It's like, I'm sorry, like, Howie is so Hollywood-brained.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe you're actually just talking to someone who's like, this is just my friend. I don't want to. This whole situation has been horrible. I don't want to make any money off it. Like, that's not at all what I'm trying to do. This whole situation is just horrible enough as it is. And they're like, make money out of it and yeah, whatever.
Well, I hate to say, you know, I don't know this Bam guy. And obviously
you would have seen him in the movies.
No. I mean, like, I don't know what he's up. I don't fully know what's going on with him now. But I guess on the surface, like from a cursory look, to me, a part of like truly embracing sobriety and moving past that part of your life is also, I mean, isn't it one of the 12 steps, like making amends and all that? So I feel like for him to be like, fight me, Johnny, is doesn't sound like the healthiest exit, you know, out of using and going into sobriety that you
have. Man's still mates with like Steve-O and stuff. And, you know, but Steve-O's been like,
yeah, dude.
That's a Steve-O soundbite.
Oh, Steve-O, my boy.
He has been very open about like, look, because back in the day, Knoxville did an intervention for Steve-O. Yeah. And that's what led to him getting sober.
You will.
So
sounds like a good friend to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, you know, he has tried to do the same thing for Bam Margera, but
shut up and listen to me for once.
Yeah, and he obviously like he took it so personally. And like, I understand like you're gonna take it personally, but like, you know, it's like, can't you see the, you know, Steve-O's been sober for, I think he's been sober like 14 years or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Dude.
It's awesome. And like, can you not it's just great. Say that it's great. And be like, you know, look, I got through it and so can you. And this is the person who helped me get through. Anyway, I know we're like new podcasters and I'm just like, well, for this show, I guess again, but it's like, yeah, I think this is how I wouldn't necessarily conduct an interview. Also, you're right. It is just so cringy. Like,
yeah. And it's hard to watch. He's so obviously not into the question and they push.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Because they want the clip, like you said.
They want the clip. And it's done really well. Oh, the clip has done very well. So I guess it worked.
Yikes.
It's
do better, Howie Mandel.
It's so funny. I was at Aiden's last night and we watched Wild Beyonder again. But as he went here, put it on like America's Got Talent was playing and Howie was on. I'm like, this motherfucker's everywhere. Like
on he's a judge.
AGT,
right?
Yeah. He's like, it's just so funny that he's like Howie's like this. He was never an interviewer, was he? Oh no, he had the Howie Mandel show, didn't he? Whatever. I'm just saying, like, there's a fine line to walk.
There's a reason he didn't host a late night show. Let's just say that.
No. And also, if I generally was, I think Howie really does just get guests because, like, he's famous and he's, like, calling in favors. If that generally was my friend on the show and it was a topic that I knew he was very sensitive and hurt about, I wouldn't bring out no matter how many views it would get.
Bruh.
Like, I don't know why I would want to put my friend on the spot and be like, and to play the clip as well is just so fucking insanely hilarious in a sad way.
Yes, like, yeah.
It's literally like, I want to fucking knock you out in a ring. It's like, okay. Anyway.
My titties just, began to tingle.
My titties began to tingle.
That's right. Oh, yes.
Dylan says, who would win in a fight? Michael Jackson with a bamboo stick or three beavers with a base with baseball bats that have tiny spikes on them? I reckon the three beavers have got it, to be honest.
Huh. Yeah, I guess I'd be rooting what against Michael Jackson.
Yeah. Do you think...
I'm on the side that's going to kill that guy.
Do you think MJ's kind of got it, or think he can take on the three beavers? The angry beavers?
MJ's never been interested in a beaver in his life.
That is one of the funniest things you've ever said.
Yeah, dude.
That is actually... Do you know when you appreciate a joke so much, but you don't, you're not laughing, but you just appreciate the...
But you got it. You got it,
that was
it,
fucking brilliant. That was so quick and fast. That was brilliant. I should be laughing. I don't know why I'm not, but that was, honestly...
It's yeah, thank you. Thank you, folks. It's how we do things. We love this show.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
We love you guys. We love the audience. That's pretty much...
History gay pop.
Called gay pop.
Yeah.
Is that it or?
Well, that's pretty much our topics. I mean, what do you want to...
Okay. No.
Unless we got, you know, any audience interactions just to, but I think we've addressed our handful of viewers.
Yeah. Just that we'll be doing this once a month, basically.
Yeah, baby. Live. A month. I think today was relatively successful. I mean,
the stream seems to have gone well. And also... yeah, just you know, obviously be aware this is the first live stream and we're trying.
Of course,
and
yes.
But yeah, this is our fifth show back.
Yeah, number five, yeah.
It's number five, yeah. So I guess like, you know, for number 10, expect another live stream. And from there on out, and you know, we'll do more once the show
starts to get bigger. Pan out, but yeah, at the end of every month, expect us to come here and be live. And we really hope to grow this part of the show and getting to do this, the skill. It's fun. I've actually really enjoyed it. You know, we'll figure out how to get like the chat and
that was a really
all
good
different
show.
Things. Yeah, man. Hey, well done.
I do worry it wasn't topical enough, cheers. But that's not.
Today, well, we had the Bluey thing, I guess.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had fun and we had a good time. And hey, here's to learning and growing the show and getting as good as we can. You want me to play us out? My good pal? My good pal. Connor, you're not saying anything. Connor. You're not saying anything, Connor.